Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And I really mean that. Welcome back. I see some people we haven't seen for a while, so welcome back as well. And if you're new to our church, after church today, there is a wonderful coffee hour with refreshments, fellowship. It'll be right in our fellowship hall. Just follow the crowd. They'll get you there. We have a number of announcements this morning. Hang tight. I'm going to do them all. Tomorrow, we are going to peel potatoes. Peel and cut potatoes. But what I really need you for is Tuesday. Let me tell you what's going to happen at First Congregational Church on Tuesday. On Tuesday, we are hosting the Westfield Food Pantry's Thanksgiving Luncheon. We're going to need some help. Some people have signed up online. Some people have told me. If you show up, there's going to be a job for you. Whether you need a sit-down job or a stand-up job, from doing dishes to drying dishes to greeting people at the door to showing people where a restroom is, we need all of that. So if you wake up Tuesday morning and think, oh, I have nothing to do, I can go and help at First Congregational Church, the pastor will be forever in your debt. The next thing I want to say, though, that's not the only thing that's happening here on Tuesday. It's also our turn at the community table. So, from 12 to 1, we have the luncheon. We're going to clean up. As we're cleaning up, we're going to start cooking again. And we're going to start getting everything ready to take over to the community table for the soup kitchen, because it's our turn to serve dinner. We're knocking it all out on the same day. And then, at 6:30 that on Tuesday night, we're hosting the city, and actually the whole greater Westfield, because Granville and Southwick are coming too, for an ecumenical Thanksgiving service, and that's here at 6:30. All right? Lots and lots happening on Tuesday. Today, Blessed Buys will be open today after church. And they want you to come and see the many new items that have been brought out since last week. So after church today, stop over to Blessed Buys, see what's there. If you see a nice sweater in an extra large, you can purchase it for the pastor. No, I'm kidding. Well, I'm good. Outside, when you come out this way after church today, you are going to see a display board filled with sign-ups, things that you can sign up for. We need greeters. My siblings in Christ, everybody can be a greeter. Good morning. Here's a bulletin. Good morning. Yes, our restroom's over there. Welcome. Here's a bulletin. See, I just modeled for you. Everybody can sign up to be a greeter. Okay? We also are forming new coffee hour teams. We'd like to have 10 teams. That means you only have to be responsible for coffee hour once every 10 weeks. Not bad, huh? You can sign up for those. We need two more families to sign up to light the Advent wreath. We already have two spots gone already. That was the quickest one out there. Much to my surprise. I was like, woo, good. So if your family would like to come and light the Advent wreath, I believe we have the second Sunday in Advent open and the fourth Sunday in Advent open. So if you could talk some of your older kids into coming back, or if you'd like to do that, let us know if the opening is there. We'll sign you up. We talked about the soup kitchen. And then I also have that on Saturday, November 30th at 10 o'clock in the morning, not too late, not too early. We're going to decorate the church for Christmas. So if you can come and help, that would be great. I believe we're going to have donuts. I believe that I signed up to make hot chocolate, so which I can't do. So it's not. I won't be coming in with jugs of it. I can actually do it on the stove. I know how to do it. So did I hear donuts? Daniel, thank you. All right, so there'll be something here to eat. So if you would sign up to decorate on the 30th, that would be great too. I think I got through everything. Are there any other announcements this morning? It's Thanksgiving Sunday, and we are very thankful. Oh, let me give you a little something to think about. All of you gathered here this morning, and I'm looking back at the choir, you're all responsible for the sermon today. Smile and nod. And say, yes, Paul.
Yes, Paul.
All right, you're all going to help. Perfect. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
Please join me in our call to worship as found in your worship guide. In deep gratitude, we come to worship God.
We recognize God as the source of all goodness.
All good gifts come from the Spirit of God.
Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness are all of God.
We come with grateful hearts, not for things, but for who God is.
We gather to show our gratitude in song and prayer.
Please join in our opening hymn, Come, You Thankful People Come, number 654.
Thank you.
closing. Our God, we come together to praise you and to renew our promises to you. For you have overcome our failings. You have forgiven our sins and answered our prayers. Thank you for sending the rain to make the land rich and fertile. Thank you for filling the streams with water. Thank you for providing the earth with crops, for making the young plants grow. Thank you for the cattle in the pastures and the sheep upon the hillside. Thank you, Lord, for the harvest. We offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to call you our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Thanksgiving. Do we like Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What do we like about Thanksgiving? What do we like about Thanksgiving? Shay.
Turkey.
Say it again.
Turkey.
Oh, he likes turkey. I like turkey too. What else? What else do you like about Thanksgiving? What do you like about Thanksgiving?
Family.
Family. All right, family gathers. That's all very good stuff right there, isn't it? Yeah, wait. I'm afraid. No, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid at all. Go.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. He's thankful for pumpkin pie. Yes.
Mac and cheese.
Different cultures have different foods. Different families have different traditions, so that's really cool. Mac and cheese. So we're also thankful for people. We're thankful for our families. And the adults are going to talk about that more. But we're also very thankful for the services that we have for various people in our church. Like, we're very thankful for Amy. Because today is, we're saying that on purpose, because Amy Platt, today's her last day as serving of director of Faith Formation and Family Ministries. She'll still be in church, and she'll still be helping. But different things have happened in her life, in different situations and circumstances, so she feels the need to step down. But we're certainly grateful for Amy and for her time that she has spent in this job. Thank you, Amy. As we go up for church school today, we'll be mindful of things that we're thankful for. And I think we're also going to pray first. So, let's pray. Holy God, we are so grateful for all that you have given us. Be with us this day as we continue to learn your word and your ways. We ask blessings upon our young people and the adults who work with them. Amen. Now, don't get hurt! Oh, man.
Well, I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Yeah, the enthusiasm's good. So if you're going to church school, go on. I think you're grabbing drums if you haven't done that. I want that energy. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Do not fear, O soil. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, you animals of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and vine give their full yield. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust have eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, the cutter, my great army that I sent against you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream.
And our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue was shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses to the Nile.
May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy.
Those who go out weeping, bearing the seeds for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves.
A reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings, royalty, and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and acceptable before God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all this. This was attested at the right time. For this, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. And I am telling the truth, I am not lying. A teacher for the Gentiles in faith and truth. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who seek all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
everything else that's out there, my all-time favorite is Thanksgiving. Why? First of all, I'm going to go right to the heart of it. It's all my favorite foods. Because it's a day that's dedicated to a meal, for the most part, but also for giving thanks, for stopping and for giving thanks. Now, it could be about turkey, mashed potatoes, peas, squash, stuffing that has celery, onions, sweet sausage, and apples in it. I just gave you the menu at my house, by the way. So those are all the things we're eating, plus a few other surprises, I'm sure. It could be about that. It's about taking time out of our day, giving thanks to God. So my question for everyone gathered here this morning is very simple. For what are we thankful? Take a moment to think about it. And as you feel comfortable, please turn and tell someone, share what you are thankful for. If you feel the need to get up and move and do that, you may do that as well. So you ready? Let's take 2 minutes. Go. What are we thankful for?
Jackie, what are you thankful for?
5 seconds. Yes, I was timing you. It must be the school teacher in me that wants to time everything. I was just sharing with Jen and Bob. I said, I used to time kids for everything because they thought it was the coolest thing in the world. All right, let's see how fast you can get these 10 math problems done. On your mark, get set, go. And they do it. I was always amazed. But anyhow, for what are we thankful? For what are we thankful? Simple things. I'm coming to you. I don't know how I'm going to get there. But I'm going to run. And I'm going to do my best Phil Donahue imitation, coming around to everybody.
Good health and that you're part of our life.
Oh, well, thank you. Good health. Thank you very much. For what else are we thankful? I have a list. I'm going over to Mrs. Hawk here. According to the Petoniacs, I have to call her Mrs. Hawk.
All right. Yes. We were all here thankful for the families we were born into. And all three of us, very thankful for the careers that we had. We did well in it, and it never felt like you got up in the morning and said, I have to go to work. It was never like that. We all loved what we did.
Awesome. Thank you. For what are we thankful? I have a list. You're going to hear mine in a minute. But For what are we thankful? Come on, Mrs. Mike.
Church, family, and other families.
All right. Church, family, and other families. What are we thankful for, Anne?
She had a very interesting thing.
She's lucky she was born in America.
All right, she said she's lucky she was born, and she's blessed to be born in America. She's thankful to be born. Say it again.
Oyster stuffing.
Oyster stuffing. Roger is thankful for oyster stuffing. You go, Roger. All right. Fire, what are we thankful for? Do I have pops? I wore my watch. I'm getting steps into this. This is beautiful.
The support system I have right now in my life.
All right, the support system she has in her life right now. While I'm up here, Fire. Anybody else?
Music,
singing, this group of people here. Yes. All right, anything else?
Friends.
I'm coming back down. You're not off the hook yet. Told you, you're providing the sermon, or at least chunks of it. So, do you know that all the former teachers raised their hands for us?
Grandchildren.
Oh, thankful for grandchildren. Except for Miss Krause. She did not raise her hand. We talked together, for crying out loud. Oh.
A prosperous society.
Prosperous society, yeah, things are going well. Here, Martha, is she going to make me run? They're going to wonder why I'm so tired out of self. What happens? What did they do to you?
Football after the feast.
Football after the feast. Absolutely. You kind of just sit there. And probably your team may or may not be playing this year. But you can kind of edge and stare at the TV and not care. Because the Patriots are terrible. So it just
amen.
Amen. I am thankful for all of you. I really am. I'm not just saying that. Because I have to. I don't have to say any of that at all. I am thankful for everybody here. I am thankful for a beyond believable music program that we have at First Congregational Church. For the gift of being able to partner with Alan Taylor. Holy cow. I am grateful for Cindy LaPlante, who keeps this place going. It's not me, it's her. And she's out there. She could be upstairs. She could be out there. She has three of her grandchildren with her today, too. So, and she's just saying, nah, all right, well, here we go. Here we are. And let's get everybody signed up to do this. And hello, grandchildren, here, do this. Okay. I mean, she's awesome. She's wonderful. We'd be in big, giant trouble without her. I am thankful for Bob Brownlee. Bob Brownlee keeps this place running. Plant-wise. Even sometimes we might growl at each other, but it's okay. It's all part of being a family, if you will. I am grateful for people who volunteer and do all kinds of things here. And if I start naming people, I'm going to be in huge trouble, but I'll do groups. The Blessed Fives contingent. Not only are they raising money for the church, but which is important, but to me, the most important part is the ministry that they provide to our neighbors. And that is huge. I am very thankful for that. I really am. I am thankful for our deacons. I am thankful for people who come and tell me, hey, you need to go and see this person. Because things get a little hectic, and I need people to tell me that stuff so that I'll do it. So I'm very grateful for those people as well. I'm grateful for my family, for Mark, who allows me to just run around like a chicken with no head and keeps our house going. Because we'd live in chaos and squalor if it weren't for you. It wouldn't be pretty. It wouldn't be pretty. I am thankful for Mamie LaJoy. Mamie does all kinds of things that nobody even sees. Do you know who, if some dishes need to get done, do you know who does them? Mamie. If something else needs to, if somebody needs a ride someplace, who's bringing them? Mamie. She thinks she's 29. Thank God she thinks that way. I am thankful for all of our senior members who have dedicated lives. People like Bev Gamble, who grew up in this church, who tell us things, who teach us, who bring back some of that history for us. How did we get to where we are, and what's going to shape us as we move forward to continue to be church? It's people like Beth and those who have been around for you, for Linda, and for people who have been, they give us the history of First Congregational Church. That's awesome. I am thankful for our new members, people who continue to join us. And we said this last week, but it bears repeating. My friends, people aren't doing that anymore. They're not. People are not joining church. They're not rushing to join a church. And we've welcomed 25 people in the last 2 years. We have people who come. Our numbers are very, we're doing well. And it's not just that people are coming here. It's the things that we're doing out there. The things that we provide for others. And we can't stop that, because that's how we show our gratitude for God. Our gratitude to a God who doesn't care what we wear, what we look like, just like the gospel told us. What we're eating, what we're doing. He does care about what we're doing. And our capacity to recognize that it's not just us, but that we work through God. That all good things and all good gifts come to us from God. So, as we go forward this Thanksgiving, please, I beg of you, take some time with your family of origin, your family of choice, whoever you're gathering with this Thanksgiving. Or if you're on your own even, please take some time to give thanks to God for the wonderful things that we have. Things aren't necessarily perfect. Sometimes far from. But we have the ability to be alive, to be somewhat well, depending on our state, to gather, or to choose to be alone. Whatever it is, we give thanks to God. And let us give thanks to God this year for what's to come. We don't know. We don't know what the future holds. We have no idea. But you know what? We're here. And we're able to persevere regardless of what comes our way. We have been given the strength and the ability to do that. And faith. We have been given the faith to go on. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope however you celebrate, or choose not to celebrate, or whatever you do with it this year is wonderful. We will start our celebration of Advent and be ready for Christmas. It's all coming faster than we ever thought. Be thankful. Be thankful. I know I am. Amen.
Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we're ever mindful of those prayer requests that are listed in our bulletin. We remember those, and especially the needs of our world and our country as people continue to come back from natural disasters and try to bring pieces of their lives back together. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him and at all times and all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. And this is how the earth praises God, giving thanks for God's abundance. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks, and the valleys deck themselves with shimmering fields of grain, sharing their bounty with the rest of creation. We, too, are to worship God by being abundant and fruitful with our lives, offering up our yields as if they were songs of joyful praise. Let us worship God with our gifts, as our morning offering is now received.
Thank you.
thank you, O God, for all things bright and good. The seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, and our food. Bless these gifts so that they may be used in thanksgiving for all we have been given. Amen. Please know how thankful I am for each and every one of you and for all the ministries of this church. Go into the world showing a gentle attitude toward everyone. Be joyful and thankful. Fill your mind with those things that are good and deserve praise. Things true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you have heard here. And may the God who gives peace be with each of you. We go in the peace of Christ to love and serve all creation. Amen.